Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, it's time for our regular Wednesday look at sports. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, is here with us. But first, we're going to be talking about what's happening at the TD Garden.
The axles, the sow cow, the toe loop, the loop, the flip, the lutz, sit spin, hamel spin, layback spin, mealman, flying spin.
That's figure skating judge Wendy Ensman listing off the names of tricks in figure skating competitions. The World Figure Skating Championships are underway at the Garden today, and joining us from there is Shira Springer, sports writer for the Boston Globe. Hi, Shira.
Hello.
So what's the atmosphere like there?
Well, it's pretty festive and exciting because The short dance portion of the competition just finished, and there are two American teams in the running for medals. The Shibutani siblings, Alex and Maya Shibutani, are in second, and Evan Bates and Madison Chalk are in third, and they are trying to overtake the French team of Papadakis and Cizeron. So there's a lot of excitement here because it looks like a good chance for the U.S. to come away some medals and ice dance.
How many people are there?
Not a large crowd. I haven't seen the crowd count yet. It is the afternoon. We're expecting a pretty large crowd this evening for the men's short program, but they have not given us the crowd figures yet. The event just ended, so we're still waiting on those. Hmm.
Which events will be most contested, do you think?
Well, I think they'll all be tough. I mean, each event has their story. I think the ones that people are looking forward to are obviously the men's program and the ladies or women's singles. In the men's competition, you have Yuzuru Hanyu, who has been lights out this season, breaking records at almost every turn, record high scores with his short program and his free skate. And he's going up against his training partner, Javier Fernandez from Spain, who happens to be the defending world champion. So you have Yuzuru, who's the defending Olympic champion, going up against his training partner, the defending world champion. And then in the women's competition, there is a trio of Russians who are going to try to sweep the medals, but we have a couple of American contenders, namely Gracie Gold, who's going to try to get on the podium. And the thing with Gracie Gold is she needs to be consistent. She has not skated a strong short program and had to make up ground in her free skate. She would like to start strong and not be coming from behind. And if she can skate strong in her short program, then she has a real good shot at coming away with a podium finish, a medal.
Okay, Shira Springer, sports reporter for the Boston Globe, joining us from the TD Garden. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And now let's turn to Bill Littlefield, who is with us in studio, and we're going to talk about basketball. Of course, the NCAA on the men's side, we have Oklahoma playing Villanova, Syracuse against North Carolina in the Final Four this Saturday. On the women's side, the University of Washington playing Syracuse, Oregon State facing the undefeated UConn. Wow, what a lineup.
Do you get tired of saying the undefeated UConn?
Well, we're going to talk about that controversy. But
I don't. I'm on the record as saying I don't.
So let's talk about this because it really was pretty funny. And, of course, this is involving something that Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe has written about. So when the UConn women won on Saturday, Dan Shaughnessy tweeted, quote, "Hate to punish them for being great, but they are killing women's game. Watch. No thanks." And that, of course, didn't sit too well with a lot of people.
Well, it didn't sit too well for a number of reasons, one of which is that Dan Shaughnessy hasn't paid a whole lot of attention to women's basketball historically. He tends to write more about the sports that, are the major men's sports. And I think there is a question of punishing somebody for being good. And Gino Auriemma made that point. The coach of the UConn team made that point. More to the point, though, it's not as if there aren't any other good basketball teams, women's basketball teams. Baylor was terrific recently with Brittany Griner. Tennessee was terrific for a long time, coached by Pat Summitt, who won nearly as many championships as Auriemma will win. So it's not as if UConn is, and it's also not as if this is something we've never heard before. When I was a kid, they used to say, "Break up the Yankees." Because the Yankees won the World Series every year. Now, they didn't win all their games by 40 runs, but they did win the World Series every year, or so it seemed to us. But the main thing is that UConn is a tremendously entertaining and well-coached and talented group of women, and they don't deserve to have this hung around them.
Right. How about any predictions? Let's go to the men in terms of who's going to win the title.
Well, the only number one seed left is North Carolina. And so I think, you know, if you go with the chalk at all, and that's always dangerous in the NCAA tournament, you probably think North Carolina is going to win. But, boy, this is why I don't even fill out brackets, let alone bet.
All right. Phil Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.